Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, let's do this. Take a mania. We do this every Friday at 9 o'clock. The worst takes of the week. Try to take down the champ. Right now, the champ is Adam Silver, who pinned Ocho Cinco and Shannon Sharp last week.
Ooh, it was tough, too.
That was tough. I think we could still play that Ocho and Shannon take just for entertainment
purposes.
I just
enjoy it. Yeah, I actually, it's an awful take, and yet I love them for it.
I do, too.
I don't look at it like they're idiots or anything. I just enjoy hearing that. I love that bad take.
It's done. We'll play it later in this segment. Okay. But for now, the champion is Adam Silver, who basically, when asked about, hey, these streaming services are getting awfully expensive for diehard NBA fans to watch games, Adam Silver said, well, you can watch highlights for free on social media.
There's a huge amount of our content that people can essentially consume for free. I mean, this is very much a highlights-based sport, you know, so, you know, Instagram, TikTok, you know, Twitter, you name it, any service, you know, the New York Times for that matter, to the extent that your content is not behind a paid firewall. There's an enormous amount of content out there, YouTube, by another example, that is advertising-based that consumers can consume.
Hey, impoverished children, we're going to do something nice for you. We're going to go on a tour of the grocery store, and we'll walk right through the bakery. Mm-hmm. And you can smell all of the delicious bread and pastries and cakes. And you can't eat them, but we'll let you enjoy that.
Yes.
And then we'll usher you back out to your waiting bus that needs repairs. Yes.
Free smells.
There you go.
That's what he told you.
We're good people.
You're getting free smells from the NBA.
Whatever, Adam Silver.
All right, so he's the champion.
He could use a cupcake himself, I'll tell you that much.
He's the champion.
Eat a rib bone every now and then.
Yeah, no kidding. So Adam Silver is the current champ. We'll see if anybody takes him down this week. Here was Shad Khan. We played this audio a little bit earlier, and I don't know if this is going to take him down, but it's just Shad Khan, kind of somewhat like annoying Shad Khan audio. Here's Shad Khan giving a game ball to Liam Cohen after the first win of the head coach's career.
This is what we envisioned in January, okay?
Yes, sir.
It's happening here in September. Gonna go on forever!
They lost 7 days later. 7 days after
forever!
That, they lost. Forever! I mean, it's a bad take because it's not going to go on forever.
As James Gladstone, the GM, the incredibly intelligent GM, just asked him.
Boundaries.
It says that boundaries are meant to be tested.
That's what Shad Khan's doing. He's like pushing the boundaries of the
boundaries
word forever.
Of forever and infinity.
Yeah.
Hey, James Gladstone is a guy who's like, everybody thinks infinity goes on and on forever. But what if it doesn't?
Yeah.
Everybody's like, oh, here's my money. Take my money. Yes, yes, yes.
Man. So, I mean, it's not a great take.
It's not a great take. It's but, you know, pep talks or pep rallies, that's one of the things I kind of give people a pass on.
Yeah.
So, look, hey, did he get a big reaction from the crowd? He did.
He did.
Yeah.
He did. All right.
So,
Adam Silver kicks out, still the champ. All right. Now I know predictions and takes. We get into the semantics.
Yeah, predictions, same thing too. Like it's hard to predictions. It's hard to win with a prediction. So
it is.
Have to hear exactly what this prediction is based on.
Okay, so you're going to get a couple predictions here.
Yeah. A prediction would never make it just because it was the wrong prediction.
Right.
But if the reasoning behind it, you know, like a math problem. If you get the right answer, but
methodology,
it's clear that it was just luck. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Here was Rex Ryan. This is before last week's Bills-Jets game, which wound up being 30-10 Bills. The Bills blew out the Jets in week two. Here was Rex Ryan prior to the game on NFL Countdown with his prediction.
Give me two words for Bill Jets today.
Upset alert. And I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to tell you why. The Bills can't hide from what we saw last week. They couldn't stop the run. They got absolutely gashed. Well, guess what? The Jets absolutely gashed the mighty Pittsburgh Steelers to the tune of about 200 yards, man. Justin Fields, you're right. What he brings to that offense, those zone reads, all that type of stuff. So you got the great rushing attack with Justin Fields. Oh, and by the way, Breece Hall, Breece Lightning. I mean, he's burning up the quarter mile. I'm just telling you. Breece Lightning. Go Breece Lightning. Because he looks like the same guy he was when he came into the league. So, yes, this team was so impressive to me last week. The Jets were. All right? You're going against a team that absolutely stunk up the joint defensively, the Bills. So, I think not only are they a dog, mm-hmm. they're a live dog.
30-10. It was 30-3 at one point. You got the numbers over there, Pope Zaza?
Yeah, Breece Hall averaged 2.9 yards per carry.
10 carries? 29 yards.
The Jets had 100 yards. The Jets had 100 yards rushing, but 70 of that came from quarterbacks.
Yes.
So, including Tyrod Taylor.
Yes.
So, I like his reasoning was made sense, and then he added some lanyap on it.
Those are the two Rex Ryan teams right there that he was head coach for. It's kind of the Rex Bowl.
Yeah, yeah, but no, not nearly.
Not as bad as Silver.
Especially for a prediction.
Yeah, yep. All right, so next one up is a prediction from another ESPN personality. However, this was on the collegiate level. This was on College Game Day last week as they were doing the predictions for all the games, and they go down the line and they get everybody's prediction on seemingly every game. And this was Kirk Herbstreit with a hey, keep an eye on this one for Oklahoma in Philly playing Temple.
Today's going to be one of those days in college football where you're reminded it's not just about X's and O's. It's about emotion. Oklahoma had a huge win against Michigan at home. They've got Auburn next week with Jackson Arnold, their former quarterback, coming into town. They play Temple today at Lincoln Financial at noon on ESPN2 and probably in front of 18,000. Today has all the makings of this. Third quarter score out of Lincoln Financial. Oklahoma, 17. Temple, 17. That's what it's going to be today.
Oh, okay. Final score, Oklahoma 42.
Yeah.
Temple 3.
Yeah, yeah.
A little bit off.
I get him kind of in a low stakes, like, hey, this will get some social media hits here.
Yeah.
And if I get
it wrong, nobody's going to remember.
If I get this right, I'm going to look like a genius.
Take-a-mania does not. You can't slip things like that past Take-a-mania.
No.
And yet, it sounds like.
I'm disinclined to give Herbstreit anything positive or negative anymore. I'm just going to treat him like the bland personality. I can't. I just watch him trying to talk about pro football on the Thursday night football. I get agitated.
NFL Herbstreit is much more in your life than college Herbstreit.
He treats an NFL game like it's a college game.
Yeah.
Just kind of speaking in broad generalities without really breaking down some of the specifics or anything during the game.
I wonder if Amazon is getting that complaint from a lot of people about Herbstreit.
I don't know. I mean, people like Herbstreit.
Yeah, he's very
likable. I like him. Yeah. I just don't enjoy him in that role.
Yeah. I'm curious.
And I'm not as big a college football guy as an NFL football guy.
That's what I'm saying. Like you're way more into like NFL Herbstreit.
I think it's probably for what Amazon's looking for. If maybe like they know that they've got a lot of people that really like or have Herbstreit as a main fixture in their life because they're college football fans.
Yeah. Well, it's a hell of a schedule he's got to pull though, man.
Yeah.
Thursday games and then off to wherever game day is. But it sounds like you're Take a Mania. Okay, you sent me this one.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to set this one up?
This is Nick Saban discussing Derrick Henry and the foresight that Nick Saban and his staff at Alabama had, where apparently nobody else in the world was thinking of Derrick Henry the way they were.
The amazing thing about this, and I don't want to throw anybody under the bus here, so I won't mention any names, but you can go back and see who all was recruiting him. But nobody except us said you can play running back.
What?
Can you believe that?
So
they're talking about the guy being an outside backer. They're talking about being this and that. And I said, because he's tall, he's long, he doesn't fit the real, you know, sort of running back style that people look for. I said, hell, this guy's hard to tackle. He's fast. He's got a great stiff arm. I said, why can't he play running back? I don't care if he looks a little different than some of these other guys. So we said, I said, look, man, we're recruiting you as a running back. We do whatever you want to do.
Do you not believe him?
He had committed as a running back to University of Georgia already. When no, I don't believe him by one bit. I didn't know that.
Maybe in this particular
pool of teams or something, other teams weren't looking at him as a running back and didn't think he could play running back or whatever. I'm not buying any of this at all.
I'm not buying it one little bit.
Saban is classic college football. This is one thing you have to remember about college football coaches. All right, some of them are the salt of the earth. They're awesome people. Some of them are not totally necessarily the guy that you would want to lead someday school or what have you. He's intentionally misremembering it.
Saban would be that guy who owns a car dealership. He's like, I invented 0% over 48 months on a lease.
I invented that.
Okay, so does this beat Adam Silver?
We're going to have a rundown at the end of here because I want to hear the next one first. This is going to be between Saban. One of these guys might beat Adam Silver, but I got to hear Mike Florio.
Okay,
first.
So this is almost like a three-way match now. We got a triple threat match between Silver, Saban, we've never done this before, and Mike Florio.
I am the only one that has been troubled by this from the moment it first happened. I've been talking about it. I've been shamed by media reporters for pointing out the obvious conflict of interest. I grew up at a time where conflict of interest mattered, where standards mattered, where certain things just weren't done. The idea that any person can be a broadcaster of NFL games and own a team, or any owner of a team can broadcast NFL games, should never happen. And I think what was refreshing about last night, and so much of it too, was the way he reacted when he looked up and saw that he was on screen. He did the, let's see if I can slide under the seat here. People are realizing now what it means. And it's so much more than being at the game in the catbird seat. You have access to the team. You have access to information. You are able to say, oh, you know what? When that guy becomes a free agent, we want him. You know what?
Do we have enough?
Yeah, that's enough. I could have stopped after I am the only one that's been talking about this.
Oh, okay.
How is he possibly the only person that's been talking about this? And then questioning the journalistic integrity of others because the high and mighty clickbaiting Mike Florio is somehow the guardian of purity in football.
I want to make sure we got this set. What? Just play the beginning again, Ben. Yeah. What exactly did he say going into this here?
I am the only one that has been troubled by this from the moment it first happened.
Okay,
talking about Tom Brady being in the booth and everything. I don't read all that much pro football talk these days, and yet I read a lot of articles about the conflict of interest and all of that. Saban, I'm going to give a little bit of pass because who knows? Maybe Georgia had discussions with Derrick Henry about we'll see how it goes. And I don't know. Who knows what went on behind closed doors? Nikki Satan obviously has more insight into all of that. And maybe he's an old man. Maybe he doesn't remember it properly. Yeah. Florio. And especially because Florio was annoying me because I do have questions about allowing Tom Brady, minority owner and involved in the Raiders operation.
Ben, I feel a new champ.
I do have some, but because of Florio and his self-promotion in all of this and having to make every story about himself, it's making me want to change my opinion on Brady. Yes, he's the emphatic winner.
Ding, 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 ding.
I'm Florio. The only one who's been talking about this or angered
from
about
the beginning.
It or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Mike Florio, new champ. You want me to put you in a good mood? We got Ocho and Shannon there. This was the champ for 3 weeks. It just puts this, This is my favorite take a mania of all time.
This is this is him and Ocho Cinco discussing the fact that the Bucks cut Desmond Watson, the 450-pound defensive tackle
yes,
out of Florida.
This is great audio.
The Buccaneers waived Desmond Watson, the former Gator rookie listed at 449 pounds with the Bucks. Are the Bucks giving up with Big Dez too soon, Ocho?
I would like for him to allow him to play and see how he plays at the size he's at now. He played at that size at Florida, so I understand what you guys are trying to do for safety reasons, but it's how he played at Florida. So why draft him if you're not going to allow him to play the game of football? Why not let him finish out his childhood dream? Why even put him through the ringer like that?
He's 6'5".
Yeah. Big boy.
He only going to get so small through diet and exercise. He's 6'5"? Yeah. You're not going to get him to 350. Because if you get him to 350, he can't play football. Because you taking all his strength away.
Hold on. If he's how much Vita Vea weigh, huh?
Vita Vea probably 350.
So he's 365. Desmond Watson, what, 365?
450.
Oh, shit.
I don't know when that's not going to be funny.
I was like, no, because Ocho Cinco's thinking the same thing. I was thinking, it was like, why is Shannon harping on this 6'5" thing? Like, almost every player in the NFL who's 6'5" is less than 350 pounds, and he's acting like it's running the 4-minute mile or something.
I like when
human can accomplish it.
I like when Shannon brings up through diet and nutrition.
How is a 450-pound human going to diet his way down?
He can only get so light through diet and nutrition.
Maybe 385. But
listen,
never.
Ocho.
350, he's going to be out there emaciated looking.
Oh, my God. That is the greatest audio.
His pants will be falling off his butt. Yeah.
Oh, man. Hey, football talk on Sports Radio.
I hope Desmond Watson is doing okay.
Emotionally or physiologically?
Yeah. Like that's if you're 450, if you're 450 at the age of 22 and a spot on an NFL roster can't motivate you, you got some issues.
You got issues. Well, the funniest thing in Florida was I think he wore like number 21.
Yeah.
So for people who didn't know who he was, they would put videos out of him like, that's the biggest running back I've ever seen because he had a running back number on.
Well, it's kind of, when you go back to Refrigerator Perry and you watch some of those old clips, you're like, oh, he's not actually all that big by modern NFL standards or anything.
Yeah.
I mean, he's big, but
he had a personality,
I don't know if he was 6'5". He could get below 350 because he might have only been 6'3 or so.
Through diet and nutrition. Football talk on Sports Radio 610 is presented by Paramount Plus.
But why won't they let him live out his childhood dreams?
I know, it's a shame.
All those other guys they cut had never dreamed of being an NFL player. This guy had a dream to be an NFL player.
No, it's super mean by the Bucks.
It was really mean.
I really wish the Texans could have righted that wrong against the Bucks on Monday night. That would have been nice. For Desmond, do it for Desmond, Texans, and they didn't do it. They lost. Football talk on Sports Radio 610, presented by Paramount Plus. Sylvester Stallone is back in the original hit series, Tulsa King. This season, Dwight faces his most dangerous adversaries yet, forcing him to fight for everything he's built and protect his empire. Streams this weekend, the new season of Tulsa King, Sunday, September the 21st.
He's 6'5".
Exclusively on Paramount Plus. Who's Stallone?
Not in real life. He looks like a taller guy on this show. He is in good shape.
He's in good shape. He's like my height, though.
I know he's really short. But the magic of Hollywood, Sean, is what I'm saying.
I get it.
He doesn't look like he's your height on the show.
I just didn't know if you knew like how truly short
he
is.
Yes, I do.
Yeah. He's like really short. Okay, up next. There was a juncture week two, this time last year. CJ did something, CJ Stroud, that had everybody talking around the NFL. Since that moment, the numbers, yikes. We will get to that coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so we remember Seth a year ago. Man, it feels like it was longer than a year ago. But a year ago, the Texans were coming off a week two where they started the season 2-0.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that? Those were good times.
Onward.
They beat the Colts in week one, and then they beat the Bears in week two. And it was a
good moment for Caleb Williams.
Yeah,
because he got some advice from CJ Stroud.
And he looked super happy to get the advice. Look at the picture right there.
You don't stick your lower lip out quite that far without being really definitely contemplating what CJ Stroud was telling
right,
him.
Right, for those watching on YouTube, Caleb's got like his lower lip out.
Actually, that lower lip look, that can be kind of like a thoughtful like
yeah, nodding your head.
Yeah, okay. You know what? You're right.
You're right,
that
CJ.
Does, or I don't know if that's what you thought initially. That actually, in that still frame, it does look like he's contemplating what CJ is saying.
You're right. I should stop turning the ball over and not getting
and
hit
stop taking
in the open
all those
field.
Hits
yeah,
everything.
Yeah, yeah. So CJ got a lot of criticism for that moment. Just
for big bro-ing him.
For big bro-ing a guy who's your age.
Right.
Caleb might even be. Who knows?
No, I think CJ's like a month older than him or
okay,
something.
Okay, so they're the same
they're
age.
Real close.
Basically
yeah.
The same age. For football purposes, they're the same age. Except CJ had, at that point, one more season under his belt than Caleb Williams. CJ Stroud has played 34 regular season games in his career. This is a post from Underdog from a couple of days ago. And the 17 games before this infamous photo, and it's a photo of CJ big broing Caleb Williams. Before that, 4,600 passing yards in 17 games. 4,600 passing yards, 26 TDs, 5 interceptions. 17 games is a full season. That's an MVP-level season right there. 4,600 yards, 26 TDs, 5 picks. He's played 17 games since. Nearly 1,000 yards less, 3,600 yards, 18 touchdowns. This is the big one, especially after considering that he was giving Caleb Williams advice on turnovers and decision-making.
Yeah.
13 picks in 17 games
mm-hmm.
in the regular season. That's just, that's not acceptable. That's not good.
It's so far, CJ Stroud's career has played out kind of like any rockumentary you watch where, or like many of them, where a band comes on the scene, take the world by storm. Mm-hmm. But then all of a sudden, real life happens. You know, they start to recognize the harsh realities of how hard it is to keep a band together, and then like their second album flops, and you're waiting to see what happens.
What's the redemption?
Do they get
story?
Back in the studio and get back to basics? You know, remember you reunite with your high school girlfriend, something like that. I don't know. I don't know. That's what we're waiting to see right now.
Some of those rockumentaries they do, and some they don't.
Yeah,
you know, sometimes it's just a story of failure. It's
Leonard Skinner's like their album that went. I think it was "Give Me Back My Bullets." That was their fourth album. It just wasn't. That's where it kind of started to skid a little bit.
Yeah. Did they ever come back?
I think they did because they came back with "Street Survivors" and that one went platinum.
Mm.
I think I don't
and
know.
Seth is recalling all of this from memory right now.
Yeah.
Big Leonard Skinner guy. Big Leonard Skinner guy. So It is, and I know people are using this as an arbitrary kind of ha-ha, jokey yeah. thing, that this is the, to me, what's relevant is that this is when, shortly after this to me, because the very following week, they lose 34-7 to the Minnesota Vikings, you know, and then week four, they actually played the Jags, but they needed a last-second touchdown from Daria Gumbawale. And that was really the last time we saw C.J. Stroud kind of do what he did against Tampa his rookie year, where he, okay, I give me the ball, I'm going to go win this game for us. And he did against the Jags in week four. Remember, he hit Dare on that little, you know, that little out in the flat pass at the goal line there, yeah. and they win the game. I mean, it's been a while since CJ has strung together consistently good games.
Yeah, and I think that it's one of these things where it's hard because you can't point to any one particular thing and blame CJ. You can't fully blame it on Bobby Slowick. It's been a bit of a quagmire. So far early in this season, I'm still, there's nothing about me that doesn't think CJ Stroud can be a really, really good quarterback in the NFL.
I'm with you on
that. Like, not just a promising quarterback, but a really, really good quarterback in the NFL. Right now, this is all the normal growing pains that you could see in a new offense. And with injuries to Joe Mixon and Christian Kirk and everybody else early in the year, going against what I think are going to end up being a couple of good defenses with the Bucs and the Rams. So that's all, but you're just, if it goes on like this, if this season ends up being like last season, that's when things really start to get ugly. Because then that's when you wonder if the organization loses faith. Meanwhile, CJ wants to get most quarterbacks get an extension after their third year.
Yeah.
That's where it could get ugly. And it's right now is not the time to think, oh, yep, that's where we're headed. But you do need to see things click. You do need to see this look like a well-formed offense, because then it's all, then you can have faith in CJ, but you can't have anything to point to as proof of it. We had a promising rookie season, but it still wasn't a genuinely good offense.
Yeah.
It was a really, really promising offense. We haven't seen anything as promising since then. And that's where, that's why these next two games especially are really critical,
yes.
because the level of difficulty isn't as high.
And then you've got the division games too.
You've got the Ravens, and then yeah. I'm like, it's gonna be an interesting bye. You might have to cancel your vacation during the bye week, because this could be setting up to be like that year where we thought Romeo Crennel might get fired during the bye week.
Yeah.
We didn't know if like Bill O'Brien might get fired during the bye week. It was like 2000. That was the 2018 year where they turned it around, I think, wasn't
where,
it? Oh, no, it was earlier than that.
What did they do during the bye week?
It was, everything was setting up to where it was, like, remember they got destroyed by Miami?
That was 2015.
It
was 2015.
Yeah. And it was, the bye week was relatively early in the year.
Bye week was after that Miami loss, or shortly thereafter.
They had another game after that where they looked all right.
And they went 3-5, yeah. and then the bye week, and they came out of the bye week, and they beat Cincinnati
yeah.
on Monday Night Football yeah. in just a horrible game to watch, other than them winning. They beat them 10-6, and T.J. Yates threw to D-Hop for the touchdown. That was where J.J. made that stupid joke about the red rifle BB gun.
Oh, yeah.
About Andy Dalton.
We turned the red rifle into the
Red Ryder BB gun.
Yeah,
that was that game.
Yeah, but the bye week being after week five this year and after a Ravens game, I think it's going to be a really good time to sit back and think about, like, all right, what are we really doing here? All right, are you guys on the right track or not?
I'll be here that whole week after the Ravens game.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we don't leave till Saturday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where are you going?
We're going to, for those who don't know, my wife and I go to a different NFL city during the Texans bye week every year. We're actually going to Baltimore on Sunday to see the Ravens and the Rams, and then we're going to Commanders Bears on Monday Night Football.
Mm.
So two games within 40 minutes of each other.
So a lot of relevance to what we're talking about right now, especially when it comes to young quarterbacks.
Yes.
Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, all that. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the thing I'm seeing is funny, like, about CJ is that, and I saw some of this on the text page earlier, because we're talking about Trevor Lawrence. We watched Tua play last night, and those are two quarterbacks who were given second contracts by their teams.
Yeah.
With very sketchy situations. Like, we weren't sure about Tua. He got slightly less than some of those guys, but he's still in the $53 million club. Trevor Lawrence, I mean, the second they agreed to that, I'm like, good luck with that one, Jags. Of all the guys that have signed those big, like, $50 to $60 million deals, where and how their teams feel about them, like, where do Texan fans fall into where they feel about CJ right now? Because I would submit that teams like the Dolphins with Tua, Trevor Lawrence with the Jags, I think it's probably still a little early for Brock Purdy, you know, and he's hurt now, so maybe that affects how they feel about him. That like they're probably like those fan bases are probably like a little questionable, if not a lot questionable, on those deals. Justin Herbert is starting to fulfill some of that promise. He's in the $55 million club. I think Cincinnati fans have zero issue with Joe Burrow getting $55 million. I think Baltimore fans have zero issue with Lamar Jackson getting $55 million. Cowboy fans and Dak Prescott getting $60 million is probably a mixed bag.
Yeah.
He's not Tua or Trevor Lawrence, but he's also not Joe Burrow, I would imagine, in their eyes. So it's, I mean, I just named seven guys who got big extensions in the last 2 years. That's the concern I think Texan fans have about the way this season goes is I think it feels like he's going to get a contract, C.J. Stroud. It's just when he gets that contract, are we reacting the way Jags fans did to Trevor Lawrence getting it, or maybe the way we reacted to Trevor Lawrence getting it, or is it one of those things where like, oh, yeah, this makes sense.
Right.
You know, this makes sense.
Okay, what else are you going to do? Of course you got to give him and lock him down before it keeps getting higher and higher and higher.
Yeah.
Because that's the whole thing. It's not – the vast majority of the time, it's not like you feel 100% convinced that this is the guy that's going to take you to the promised land, but it's that, all right, is this guy worth spending right now because there's a real good chance he ends up winning a Super Bowl this year, being an all-pro, and it's going to cost you $20 million more per year
the next road year. Yeah.
It's a big question.
It is.
Big question in a young sports fan's life.
It is. Well, and the fact, too, that you've started to see more and more highly drafted guys who failed at first have redemption story. Like Seattle has Sam Darnold. He's, you know, he was good for Minnesota last year and he's 1-1. Baker Mayfield's the biggest one. Like, you know, Baker is knocking on the door being a top five quarterback right now.
Yeah.
He failed in three places before that. So we'll see. We'll see how it plays out. All right. Final segment coming up. We'll start to get you guys ready for the Jacksonville game. Through the eyes of Nick Caserio, what's the scouting report on the Texans' opponent on Sunday? What's the injury report?
It's time for the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Injury Report. The three big ones for the Texans you need to know about are that limited participation for Jake Andrews, Braxton Berrios, and Christian Kirk, but I think you can reasonably expect that those guys will play this week. Kamari Lassiter, Jalen Petrie, and Darrell Taylor listed with as limited participation with a knee, a rib, and a hip, but nothing to get too alarmed about there. Jalen Smith, the rookie cornerback, did not participate. Notable ones for the Jaguars: Brian Thomas Jr., the wide receiver who seems to be afraid of contact a little bit these days. I don't know what's going on with him. He had limited participation with a wrist. That's your injury report presented by Mokarem Injury Lawyers. Call 281-222-2222 or visit MokaremInjuryLawyers.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Payne and Pendergast, final segment. Here was Nick Caserio on Texans All Access earlier this week. Let's get the scouting report on the Texans' opponent on Sunday. People love hearing Nick Caserio rattle these things off. Here first is the scouting report on the speed. He talks about the speed on this Jags roster.
Yeah, they've been very strategic about how they build a team. To your point, there's some carryover from previous years, but then say there's new, say, leadership with James and Liam kind of come in and put their imprint on the team. You know, hired Anthony Campanelli on the defensive side of the ball, who's a very well-respected coach. And then Grant Yudinski is the offensive coordinator. You know, Liam calls the plays, but they kind of work in unison. And Heath Farwell is a carryover from the previous staff, is one of the better special teams coaches the league. So it's kind of a blend of some new faces and new philosophies with some existing players. But good football team. They've played really well. The one thing that they've done, they've taken the ball away from, especially defensively, they've taken the ball away. I think they have six or seven turnovers over the first two games. They've almost eclipsed their total from last season.
Wow.
Okay. They played Bryce Young and Jake Browning for most of the game last Sunday.
Right.
Point that out.
And they intercepted Browning three times.
Yep.
And yet they also did allow three touchdowns from Jake Browning.
They did.
Yeah. So they made some splash plays defensively, but also just let Jake Browning basically operate that offense like he was Joe Burrow himself reincarnated. The biggest thing that I'm worried about, yet again, stop me if you heard me this before, the Jaguars defensive line and their pass rushers and like everything that comes along with it. This Texans offensive line, I think, did some things better in the second week after really taking one on the chin versus the Rams, but still need to improve as run blockers. But they face, you know, Trayvon Walker, Eric Armstead, Josh Hines-Allen. That's a challenge this week.
Yeah, let's hear from Caserio on the defensive front and the secondary for the Jags.
Starting at defensive side of ball, really strong, I would say formidable front, really good edge players, you know, Trayvon and Hines-Allen. Hines-Allen's one of the best defensive players in the league, consistently causes problems for the opponent. Big inside with Hamilton and Armstead. They made a trade there at the end of the training camp, acquiring Saunders. And then they signed Gardeck in free agency, who's kind of given them some good plays, kind of a hybrid defensive end or outside linebacker, good kicking game player. And then another strategic signing, I would say Jordan Lewis, who they kind of earmarked to be the nickel, has been a really good player inside the formation. Tyson Campbell has been a kind of a mainstay there on the perimeter, and they're kind of rotating opposite him with Jerrion Jones, and they've given Hunter some snaps on the perimeter, a corner. And Eric Murray's done a really good job for them in the first two games. So he's kind of solidified that safety position, him and Wingard. So they do a good job defensively, create a lot of problems for the offense.
That's right, Eric Murray. And Eric Murray has stepped up and made some plays.
Eric Murray revenge game.
Eric Murray revenge versus Christian Kirk revenge.
Yeah.
Who's more vengeful? I think Eric Murray has spent more time. He spent more time with the Texans than Christian Kirk spent with the Jaguars.
Yeah, that probably. By at least a year or so. I would say Kirk is more vengeful in his mind because he was going to get cut by the Jags, and the Texans rescued him by sending them a 7th-round pick and saying, we'll pay you your 16.
He's going to give up the Jaguars.
Kirk was going to get cut by the Jags.
Kirk, gotcha.
Yeah,
gotcha.
Kirk was going to get cut by the Jags, whereas Murray was a free agent who got paid.
Yeah.
So that's, I think, Kirk is the one who probably has the more ill will. Murray's probably like, hey, thanks for letting me walk. I got another team that overpaid me.
Well, plus Kirk came in and had a really good first year with the Jaguars.
Yeah, really good.
But then it turned into like, oh, no, we're going to take the gambler from Atlanta. Calvin Ridley's the guy now, and we're going to force the ball to him. And it turned into like, we got this new kid, Brian Thomas Jr.
Yep.
Yeah, you just kick rocks, Christian Kirk.
That's exactly right. What about this Jags defensive? For you, when you touched on it before we played that Caserio.
When I was talking to Bucky Brooks, who does the sideline reporting for the radio broadcast, I had mentioned Eric Armstead, and he said, "Yeah, Eric Armstead." Because Eric Armstead, I remember looking at Eric Armstead, kind of touching in with him last year, because the Texans had tried to trade for Eric Armstead.
They basically had a trade
with Malik Collins. With Malik Collins,
yes.
Right?
Yeah,
and it all fell flat. But he didn't do a whole lot last year, but he was playing on the outside a lot more last year. This year they've got him playing defensive tackle where he's supposed to be, and he's a more impactful player. So that interior offensive line versus a guy like Eric Armstead, different challenge than a Vita Vea necessarily, but Ed Reed, I think, had a really promising game. If it's Jake Andrews at center, then we'll see what we get out of him. But Laken Tomlinson really needs to pick it up. I hope that some of the plays we saw last week were because of injury or something. Yeah. I don't know, but there were some rough snaps.
Armstead did some good things in that Bengals game. You know how I know that? Because on the Red Zone channel multiple times they cut to that game and Armstead was in there and was getting up after plays doing that thing
rubbing
where he rubs
belly.
His stomach. Yeah.
I don't, you know what? I find that insulting because he's pretty actually lean by defensive tackle
standards.
By defensive tackle standards,
yeah. He's very tall.
Yeah. I think he's, you're not allowed to do that unless you're a genuinely chubby defensive tackle with a big old belly.
Yeah.
Big Grady Jackson belly.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. All right, more Caserio. Let's flip to the offensive side of the ball. What does the Jags' offense look like under Liam Cohen?
And offensively, Liam's done a good job, I would say, of kind of putting his imprint on a system. Trevor's playing really good football. They have really good skill. They have explosive skill. They're fast. Brian Thomas, De'Ami Brown, who they signed free agency. Travis, when he's on the offensive side of the ball, I mean, he's fast. I mean, the two running backs, I mean, Tootin's fast. Yep. ETN's fast. You know, and Strange has kind of emerged as the lead tight end. I mean, they made a number of changes on the offensive line. It looks like those players have worked out. They do a good job. It's a good football team. They're 1-1. I mean, honestly, they probably should have beat Cincinnati the other day. Mm. Kind of came down to the end of the game, the last play where Cincinnati converted the sneak, and that would end up being the difference in the game. So certainly a challenge playing on the road in a division against a good football team who's certainly improved. So we're gonna have to make sure we're ready to go.
Yeah, Sean, I pointed this out to Brandon Scott yesterday, so I'll point it out to you again today. But just you want to take a guess at who the number one rushing offense in the NFL is right now?
Let me see.
Hey, remember, the Bills played last night.
Yeah. Jacksonville.
Still the Jaguars.
Still the Jaguars.
Just narrowly ahead of the Buffalo Bills. At the Jaguars, 169.5 yards per game right
now.
They
got a nice, and they traded Tank Bigsby because they feel good about the backs they have there. ATN's had a great season so far. And the Tootin kid that they drafted has been a kind of a find for them as well.
So they've been running the ball well. They've faced the Panthers and the Bengals defenses.
Yeah.
So, but still, versus bad defense, what have they done? They racked up yards on the run.
26 points and 27 points.
And the Texans looked like one of the worst rushing defenses in the league in week two. So that's a concern for me. And I know earlier somebody had said something to me about how, well, yeah, they're really targeting the Texans' defensive tackles. I wish it were that simple. The defensive ends did not play the run well against the Buccaneers. The linebackers did not play the run well against the Buccaneers. The safeties, like, it was a team effort. So it's not as simple as, oh, these defensive tackles, what are we going to do? No, a lot of the guys took turns being bad run defenders. They gotta tighten that up right quick.
You asked me during a break earlier this hour, what was Will Anderson's run defense grade in the loss to Tampa Bay? 35.9.
Right, yeah.
On a scale of 0 to 100.
And now, the Bucks did some... The
gigantic
Bucks,
red square next
they,
to his score.
They really... Boy, they had some nice play design towards Will Anderson. They kind of... They almost like ran flak in front of him. A guy would disappear, and then somebody else is wham-blocking him. And they did some pretty interesting stuff to Will, and Will didn't... He had some snaps where he just didn't play the run properly. And you saw it from the other defensive ends. They just looked kind of unaware and caught off guard by how the Bucs were attacking them.
Yep.
And then you've got the defensive tackles just getting physically beat. A lot of that, the defensive ends, they were caught unaware.
Yep.
And they didn't take the right angles or play the responsibilities. The linebackers were a little slow to recognize. I think that will have been addressed heavily in practice
this
week.
Well, and some of Baker leaking out too. Was, you know, like the one play, there's one play where he leaked out and Jalen Petrie just got washed out on a corner blitz. There was
Will took an inside move and he and Baker seeped out to the right.
He seeped out to the right. That was the play, I think, where he threw it to Ibuka and Ibuka dropped
it. Yeah, there was one and Ibuka almost caught it.
Yeah. And Will, that's what made me think of it. I'm like, God, Will is just putting his head down and treating the tackle he's going up against like a tackling dummy and trying to push it straight ahead as hard as he can. And I'm like, there's a quarterback back there, Will.
That's where it's so frustrating. You know, the mush rush or like the contained pass rush that you do versus mobile quarterbacks, it's so frustrating because I equate it to like taking a multivitamin where it makes sense in theory, but no studies can prove that taking a multivitamin actually does anything for you. So that's what it's like, the multivitamin of pass rushes. Because you rush and you keep him contained in the pocket, but you don't get to him, and he's throwing completions. But then you don't mush rush, and he seeps out. You're kind of damned if you do and damned if you don't.
Yep.
But then obviously, it was also you know, the missed sack opportunity by Henry Toa. Trevor Lawrence isn't as scary a runner by a long shot as Baker Mayfield, But he still can run the ball.
He's athletic, though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know. Like, I'm grudgingly acknowledging.
He's not Stafford, is what I'm saying. Right. Yeah, yeah.
I would take C.J. Stroud as a runner over Trevor Lawrence.
Would you?
Yeah.
And I don't know that people would have said that a year ago. I mean, yeah. C.J. started to show a little more of that, you know, in the playoffs last year.
But Trevor Lawrence just kind of, he just, I've never felt like he has a feel for the game of football.
I agree with that.
Always, including his long release and everything. Yeah. Everything just is just a little too methodical. CJ's gotten to the point where, if anything, I'm now wondering if CJ isn't running too quickly.
Yeah.
We used to say, okay, CJ, don't be afraid to run. And now it's
scared now.
He got his first taste of it and he can't.
He loves it.
It's like the first time a girl kisses you and all of a sudden you go a little crazy for a while. Mm-hmm. You're like, oh, I gotta devote my whole life to this.
That's right.
At the expense of everything else.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you do. And then lawyers get involved. And Brandon Scott, Reggie Atatula.
Huh.
They are here. They are in the loop today. B. Scott in for John Lopez.
Reggie doesn't understand how that escalated so quickly from a kiss to the lawyers.
Because one thing I try and avoid in my life, I live my life trying to avoid lawyers and trying to avoid the bookings. Those are the two things that I'm trying to avoid at any given time.
I sped through the 10 years of marriage.
Gotcha. All right, cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, that would be it a question of the day. Like, when was the first time in your life that you would, like, made bad decisions because of a woman? That was, you know.
You know what, though? I do feel like today's question of the day could dovetail into that.
Okay.
That
is fair.
Like, you know, something that is basically a guilty pleasure. How would you frame it, Reggie? Not a guilty pleasure.
Hey, real quick. Crosstalk brought to you by DNM Auto Leasing.
I jumped the gun there.
Continue, Reggie.
False start.
Yeah. All right, so question of the day, fellas. Inspired by Al Michaels last night, seemingly throwing slugs at the Philadelphia Eagles, saying that, you know, some teams are good, but not actually
interesting. He said the Bills are a lot of fun to watch. There's some teams that are really good, but not all that much fun to watch. And immediately, every Eagles fan on earth that was watching assumed that he was
all about the Eagles. Bastard,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah.
Hey, Al Michaels, before we get to the question, he was on one yesterday. Like
he brought up the Tyreek Hill stuff and everything?
Well, but also, when they had Ryan Fitzpatrick in the booth, I feel like Ryan Fitzpatrick might have said six words the entire time. He opens up with this, like, soliloquy about how Ryan Fitzpatrick wasn't exactly Jim Kelly, but they love you.
Oh,
and,
really?
And talking about how he played for, you know, 500 teams, and these were two of them.
And Fitz's response was like, yep, they love Ryan Kelly or something like that.
I assume they might have a relationship or whatever. They work together, but it seemed pretty awkward. I'm like, man,
the grandpa. Is he turning into the grandpa that's just a little too blunt about
and
stuff?
And will say anything.
So.
Whatever is on his mind, he'll say it.
His first couple years doing these Amazon games have been, he doesn't seem real excited to be there.
Yeah.
If he wants to turn into a character that's just tweaking people all the time because he's the old guy on the set, I'm here for that. That's at least interesting.
Again, interesting versus good, right?
Yeah.
So I was like, what the flip side of that is, what's something that's not actually good that you enjoy a lot?
Roadhouse. The movie Roadhouse.
Oh, I thought you meant the restaurant.
Yep.
I was like, hey, endorsements.
No. Yeah, Texas Roadhouse I love. No, the movie Roadhouse with Patrick Swayze and Sam Elliott, and it is it's horrible.
Yeah.
But it's a good guilty pleasure.
I would say for me, I don't know, it's not like good, it's not considered like a delicacy or anything, but a lot of the simpler foods, like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know, it's not
You had a couple of them today during the show.
I had two, that's right. You know what I found is with a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, it feels like I'm having a treat, and yet it's just also, it's like, it's 400 calories, and I'm not hungry for another 4 hours.
Right, right.
So it's not,
it's preventative is what
compromise.
It is.
It's a pragmatic meal,
yeah.
Which makes sense.
Well, and it's quick and convenient. I can scarf it down and then be on my way.
And your time in locker rooms was like PB&J big, because I always love the journalism that's been done around like PB&Js and how basketball players love them and stuff.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't think we had a lot of peanut butter and jelly.
Okay, so it does feel like it might be more of a newfound obsession.
It's good for locker rooms where people aren't actually sweating as much, like baseball locker rooms.
Yeah,
baseball locker rooms,
clubhouses or whatever.
Well, now they've got those crustables that you don't have to take out two pieces of bread and slather stuff on.
You're exactly right. And was it the NBA teams or
NBA
that had the crustable usage is incredibly high.
Yes,
I feel like the Texans have crustables though.
I think they do. Yeah,
they have crustables, but C.J. Stroud and Micah Parsons our spokespeople.
Jams.
For jams, yeah, for some new peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Figgy, I think that was supposed to be on our docket to try, and we still didn't do so.
Yeah.
You get them at Walmart, I think.
Reginald's got a bag of apple slices. Are you going to eat these, or are you going to beat somebody without leaving bruises later?
I'm going to do
a
both.
A hefty bag of apples.
That is. That's not mutually exclusive. I'll beat someone first and then eat the apples.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Kids, if you want to beat somebody but not leave visible evidence of it, a sack of oranges is the way to go, okay?
I'm just having my fiber and my fruit.
This question of the day has me reevaluating my life. I'm like, man, there's so many things that I love that are like, I'll sit there and watch fight videos on Twitter for
a half
hour.
Thing. Yeah. Like, that's the thing I'm always
on. And I'm
on
watching people fight each other all the time.
I'm always on a mission to civilize here, because one of the things I absolutely hate is the person for whom they're like, I like this, so it's good. And I'm like, no, it doesn't have to be good for you to like it. Just accept that.
I had one. I'm not going to give away all of them for, you know, kind of leave a little bit for the 1040 segment, but I'll give you one here. Circa 2021, Kwame Brown's YouTube page.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, my God. It was god-awful, but it was so good.
Yeah.
Like, it consumed a lot of my time. I can remember, like, around May 2021, and he was going on and on about the All the Smoke podcast, Matt Barnes and Steven Jackson, and a number of other things that we don't even need to get into the air. But it was so bad and so good at the same damn time, I was enthralled.
Well, that happened to Kwame Brown.
I think he's still doing that YouTube page.
He was online talking about something not all that long ago.
I had Gilbert Arenas.
Gilbert Arenas, that's what it was.
Yeah. So they obviously they were teammates. They've got some kind of beef. I had no idea that the dude had so much to say. Had no idea.
Yeah.
But he's got a lot to say.
I'm into any of these NBA olds now, or guys who qualify as old by NBA standards.
Yeah.
Talking about the youngsters these days.
Yes.
You know, like you see a lot of. Like Carmelo Anthony, like guys of that era, like the late 90s, early 2000s, you know,
well, especially the ones that you vividly remember being the youngs that are now morphing into this.
Well, you know what happens, you realize it is that it's the same way in music. It's like whatever music you liked in your late teens and early 20s, in your mind is, nope, that was the last time music was ever good. 100%. The NBA is exactly the same way. Yeah. Nobody ever thinks that the best version of the NBA that ever was whatever they were doing when I was 19 years old.
Yep. Damn it, when they stopped doing the mic and drill.
Yeah.
All right, fellas. B. Scott, great to see you. Reggie Atatula, great to see you. Figgy Fig, can't wait for In the Loop today. You're listening to KLT AM, KLT FM, HD2, Houston and Odyssey Sports Station. Antibodies to you.
Sam. Antibodies and PBJ to you.
You and I are about to go eat lunch. So.
That's right. I just had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich as an appetizer for the Federal Grill.
Federal Grill,
It's the way they prefer
as one
it.
Does,
yeah,
right.
Because everybody knows it's really stupid to do that because they have a beautiful peanut butter and jelly sandwich at Federal Grill.
I should order the peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Yeah, they've got the best peanut butter.
I don't think I've craved a peanut butter and jelly sandwich as much since I was like 9 years old.
Throw it on the In the Loop docket.
As I do right this second.
Yeah, we're talking.
I've got my, I'll leave my bread out on the counter and I've got some, my peanut butter. I've got a food cubby in there in the kitchen.
I'll make it.
It's the highest cabinet. In there, that's mine.
I'll make me a sandwich in the long break.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why fans. It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.